Psalm 124, the grace of the unhappened. Psalm 121 taught us where help comes from. Psalm 124 teaches us something harder, how to thank God not only for what did happen, but for what, by mercy, did not happen. The psalm begins with a strange and holy word in Hebrew, lule. If not, or unless. Mature faith learns to live inside that word. If it had not been the Lord, that is not fear talking, it is truthful gratitude. We usually count visible gifts. David teaches Israel to count the disasters that never got the final word. And notice, let Israel now say. This is not private spirituality, it is liturgy for a rescued people. Western Christians often tell solitary testimony stories. The Bible forms a shared memory. The psalm does not say merely, I made it. It says, again and again, our soul. In Hebrew, nefesh means not a ghostly inner part, but the whole living self. Life at the throat. Life under pressure. Life that can nearly be drowned. Waters, teeth, and a broken trap. The images come fast. Swallowed alive, swept away by flood, torn by teeth, trapped like a bird. The repeated then, is a poetic tightening of the noose. This is what evil feels like when it is close enough to smell. A pilgrim going up to Jerusalem would have known these pictures in the body. The Judean hill country is cut with wadis, dry channels that can become deadly torrents after rain. What looks harmless can turn violent in minutes. So when the psalm speaks of proud waters going over our soul, this is not decorative poetry. It is landscape turned theology. Even more striking is verse 2, when men rose up against us. In Hebrew it is simply Adam. Man, earth creature, dust being. All the empire, all the rage, all the machinery of human threat. And scripture reduces it to this. Adam rose up against us. The enemy feels immense. Before the Creator, he is still only dust in rebellion. Augustine heard in this psalm the voice of the church surviving the long fury of the nations. Calvin observed that God often lets danger come near enough that no one can credit luck or skill for the escape. Only then does praise become clean. Creation-level help. The ending is one of the great confessions of Scripture. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. That last line is not a pious flourish. It means every rescue is a small act of creation. The God who once set boundaries for the sea still says to chaos, no farther. And in Christ, this psalm deepens further. Men truly rose up against him. Wrath opened its mouth against him. Yet in his resurrection, the snare was broken from the inside. Hebrews 2:14-15 belongs near this psalm, as does Romans 8:31 and 2 Corinthians 1:8-10. So the church lives not as predators, but as escaped birds. Suggested hymn, If God Himself Be For Me. Prayer. Lord, teach us to bless you for mercies we can see and for judgments we never knew were near. Keep us from boasting in survival and make us a people who remember that our help is in your name alone, through Jesus Christ, our risen deliverer. Amen.